This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fun to be had in Frisco, Texas, folks, and that's why tens of thousands. Is that the correct term, Todd? You'd be my fact checker here, but tens of thousands, because they say 20,000, so 10,000 is 10. Tens of thousands would mean more than
in five figures. We're good.
Yeah, tens of thousands of folks will be down here celebrating the Drive for Five Stampede, NDSU versus Jacksonville State, the Bison versus the Gamecocks. Football Championship Weekend. A lot going on, and we are covering it all for you here on the program we call What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We know a lot of you, thanks to some bonehead decision by Delta Airlines not to have enough de-icing liquid on hand.
How did you get that wrong?
In Fargo, had a tough time getting here, or are having a tough time getting here. Some scrambling to Minneapolis, some to Grand Forks, some to Bismarck, some, you know, all over Sioux Falls. I heard as well, some just said, I'll drive. Others said, I'm not going to go. And it's just, so it's been a lot of it. We are trying to soften the blow for you. Enough hard luck stories. How about a good luck story? So we want the worst hard luck stories. You know, that really tough stuff that you've heard getting down here. Whether it was the, you know, the airline thing, or whether it's driving, the car breaks down, whatever. Just tell us what you had to go through to get to Frisco, Texas. The best story gets a C upgrade because we have the only two out of 20,500 tickets that are actually available. That are, you know, like, here you go. You can have them. Nope, doesn't cost you a thing. You could probably get them for, you know, the right price. But last we saw, they were $500-$600 a piece. These are midfield, row 10, courtesy of Choice Financial. So call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline with those stories at 800-228-0550. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd at 701-226-8503, or go to any of our social media sites to share your story. I had a dandy last hour from Darren on a family who was driving down here separately so they could bring the entire family. Only have one ticket, and you know what they do every year? They come down here and do charity work before they actually go to the game. Is that not cool? Unbelievable. And everybody got a little sick. I don't want to, you know, lunch is coming up, so they want to make you more sick than that. But it was not pretty. One got sick, then another one got sick, not another one. So anyway, tough deal. Thank our sponsors as well for making our broadcast possible. That includes B-Mobile, Brickhouse Grill in downtown Dickinson, RDO Equipment, Gate City Bank, JW Kitchens, Dave's West Fargo Tire and Service, Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, Shields Credit Union Association of the Dakotas and Credit Unions, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. That's what I'm trying to say. They are representing credit unions. Muscatel Subaru and First International Bank and Trust. Thank you all very, very much. We're going to chat with Chris Berg coming up here in just a couple of minutes. He covers the Bison, former college football quarterback himself for Stanford years ago. Chris Weber has a fun television program called Point of View that airs on Valley News Live in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, and I'm a regular on his program. I love it. I enjoy it. Looking forward to see what he has to say about the big game. He'll be joining us a little bit. Nate Moody is a receiver on this Bison team from Dickinson. You're going to hear from him. T.J. Russell has a son on the team. We have a big question for T.J. T.J. is, of course, president and CEO of Cloverdale Foods, one of our fine sponsors of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're going to ask T.J., who do you love more, bacon or Bison? Ooh, talk about having to split loyalties. You know what I'm saying? That could be really, really tough. So we'll do that as well. Todd, we had a couple of calls we didn't get to last hour. Larry had a comment. Go ahead and roll Larry's question.
Congressman Kramer, why would this Tea Party conservative even bother participating in a straw poll conducted by you and the North Dakota Republican Party after the way they ignored the 2012 caucuses? Your party's become a joke.
First of all, the Republican Party is not a joke. I think there are problems with it. Like, I think there are more problems than the Democratic Party personally, but whatever. I get his frustration. He's right about what happened in 2012. There were some shenanigans of, And it was within the rules, but the rules really stunk, you know, basically. And it was shenanigans. Didn't like it. I think our beef on this whole thing with North Dakota having a role in the presidential selection process is really more with the National Republican Party than it is the state party. But I would have done differently what the state party did. You know, they just said, well, here's the rules, so really there's no sense doing it. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't do it that way. You don't give into their rules. But anyway, we're going to invite Kelly Armstrong on. I should have before. Kelly's the chair of the North Dakota Republican Party, and have him explain why this happened. But nonetheless, we have another way to do it. Congressman Kramer's straw poll is going to be great. I mean, with the presidential candidates, an actual vote of North Dakotans. So let's make lemonade with those lemons, shall we? Another caller that called that was critical of me. We're not going to get to it now because Chris is on the line, but I don't mind criticism. It had to do with my comments related to the Mercer County situation that we heard about earlier, the corruption charge from Wes in Mercer County, who was at a county commission meeting there where, you know, the chair of the commission was trying to buy land quickly without anybody else knowing about it. A reporter stood up and said, you can't do it because my family wants to buy the land. And what could have fairly been called corruption, a transaction done without anybody else knowing about it quickly, didn't happen. So I just said, I don't think that's corruption, and the caller didn't like my comment. So we'll give you a chance to hear that. By the way, we always welcome folks that disagree or criticism. That's what we're about. This is it's a two-way conversation. Sometimes I enjoy it more than talking to folks that say, yep, you're right, Scott. I'd rather, hey, you're a dummy, and here's why. Anyway, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Chris Berg, himself a former college football star on the gridiron on Stanford, and, of course, now you watch him on Valley News Live, who's down here with the Valley News Live team and the K-Fire TV team covering the big event for those that are back home. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Frisco. This is actually my first time down here, Scott. You know, you hear a lot from Bison Nation about Frisco and the game, and I got to tell you, the city, the town, we haven't even come to game day yet, but everything has far exceeded my expectations. I can only imagine that come 11 a.m. Saturday when kickoff comes on. And for that morning, I mean tomorrow morning, 9:30, we've got our Farmers Union Insurance Bison Football pregame show. We're going to be out with the tailgaters. And I hear it's just complete Bison Nation madness. So I'm pretty fired up.
It is. It's fantastic. And I same thing. This is my third year, but I remember hearing so much about it in years one and two. And folks said, you just got to go. So came on down and just really said, this is a lot of fun. They do it right. It's well done. And it's kind of fun, actually, to see other teams, like, just go, really? Wow. This is how it happens? I mean, they really get schooled
right up.
I understand Jacksonville gets a lot of fans. I don't know how many will be here. They couldn't get a lot of tickets. But it's nothing like that sea of green and gold. And by the way, you're in for a treat tonight. That Bison party and the Drive for Five stampede and everything else tonight, that's amazing, too. Not many folks do it up like that the night before the game and all the festivities. So a lot to love,
well,
for sure.
We go out to the restaurants here. We went out one night as a crew, and, you know, one of the waitresses was like, oh, you guys are the Bison fans. Welcome back. It's so good to have you here. We always love when you guys come down. And, you know, so Frisco just obviously has got open arms for us. Mayor Maggio's fantastic. We met with him on Wednesday when we got in town, chatted with him for about an hour. You know, he's got full-on Bison gear he got from Steve Shields, so obviously he's a big supporter. You know, and I think one of the things that your audience will appreciate outside of just the football stuff is, as I'm sure you've seen, Scott, but the growth of this city. Mayor Maggio said they've had five high schools in the last 5 years. The city signed off on a $39 million bond to upgrade Toyota Stadium. The new Dallas world headquarters, the Star, is going to be part of the $5 billion mile. So it's just astounding what's happening in this community.
It is. I love that new concept. Mayor was on with us yesterday telling us about the fact that the NFL is coming up with this new concept, and this is one of the early projects of it, where they take the fan experience outside, obviously, the regular season game to an actual complex where their players train and you know, hotels and restaurants and shops, and it is part of that, as you say, $5 billion mile right outside, not far from us here in Frisco. So it's pretty darn cool. Okay, about a minute left. Who's going to win? Give me some X's and O's on the game.
Here's going to be the game that, you know, it's not necessarily the most exciting thing to watch, but this game is going to be won and lost in the trenches. I think many people have heard about a lot of the SEC transfers that are playing on the defensive line for Jacksonville State. We know how good, how productive our offensive line has been when they started really a to run the football when the quarterback Easton Stick took over. The thing I'm going to look for is Jacksonville State typically is blowing people out. They've got a very explosive offense. So can their defensive line handle four quarters of just the Rams, obviously the Bison offensive line, just pounding them for four straight quarters? We talked so much about the strength and conditioning coach here for NDSU and what they've done to get these guys in shape to play full four quarters. So that's the thing that I think is going to be fun to watch. And obviously time of possession, things of that nature, to make sure that we keep their high-powered offense off the field. And then defensively, you know, this defense right now, we hear so much about the defense the past few years and how outstanding they've been with Kyle Emanuel and some of those studs. But many people don't realize this. This defense, in the playoffs at least, has actually held these teams to the least amount of yards per game than any other Bison football team. So it's pretty amazing what's going on.
That's the big secret. Chris covers the team for the Bison pregame show, does a great job with the point of view. Love being on that show. Good talking to you, my friend. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Sounds good. Nate Moody, receiver on the Bison from Dickinson, when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Enseña James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At Frisco, Texas, counting down to game time. We can say that now. It's Friday, folks. We're getting down there Saturday. 11 a.m. game, by the way. Yeah. And you'll hear it on the mothership of the What's On Your Mind radio network, the legendary 550 Cape Fire. So tune in. You can hear that no matter what you're doing this weekend. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Heedalls. Mike Bender is a guy I want you to get to know at the Glendive location of Heedalls. Heedalls has it, the part you need, but also great people. Good folks. Dick Heedall and his team there always tell me, you know, this company is made up of people that are so important to us. We can't say enough about them and the job they do every single day for us. A lot of them are car folks, so it's always fun to, you know, just talk with them a little bit about what they do. And I was talking to Mike, and he loves cars, he loves motorcycles, anything with wheels. His first car was a 71 Dodge Coronet, actually. How about that? Told me a good story, actually. He had a 69 Coronet that he bought from the original owners when he was in high school, like in the mid-80s. Still has the car to this day. And people come up to him all the time and say, I had a car just like it, but I got rid of it. He says, I tell him I still got mine, so way to go. And Honda 750 choppers, he's into those, you know, CB750, do all of them. So way to go, Mike. Stop and see him at the Glendive location of Heedalls and tell him Scott sent you to Heedalls. You know, one of the really neat things about this Bison team is there's some locals on the Bison team, right? So, you know, it's really been fun to, you know, hear some of these stories. We're going to chat with T.J. Russell a little bit. His son, of course, Mandad's Brock Nelson on the team. Brock Russell on the team. Nate Moody is from Dickinson. Going to chat with him in a second. Chase Morlock, Moorhead. These guys contributing to the success of this team that have a local touch, which is kind of fun. So we wanted to highlight a little bit of that for you today. Nate Moody, a receiver, as I mentioned, joined us. Steve Hallstrom, my partner in our broadcast operation, does our morning show in Fargo on AM 1100, The Flag, the Need to Know Morning Show. And I caught up with Nate at practice yesterday and just want to find out how it feels. So, Nate, tell us, how does it feel? You're down here getting ready, you know, the game tomorrow. How hard is it to wait for game day?
It's funny you say that because I was just, you know, kind of wondering the same thing during lunch today. I was like, man, I wish we could just walk through today and play tomorrow and get out of here, you know. I mean, not that Frisco's not a beautiful town. It's, you know, almost 70 degrees today, and you know, but I just kind of want to play this game, and let's go.
Let's go. So I'm sure every time you take the field, whatever you do, I'm sure you think about the people back home and playing at Dickinson and kind of getting to the point where you're at now. How much pride do you take in representing your part of, you know, Western North Dakota here on the stage with NDSU and on a nationwide stage on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. You know, I take a lot of pride in that. You know, there's a lot of people at home I still talk to. And, you know, there's still some people that, you know, obviously more people than in the past that have, you know, paid attention to this program in the past few years. So, you know, it's really relevant in Dickinson and all of North Dakota. And I think not only me, but, you know, Levi being from Dickinson, Carson, Landon, all those guys on the western side of the state, all those people, you know, really, really look up to us. And, you know, it's a cool thing.
These guys defensively are pretty good, Nate. They're only giving up 178 passing yards a game. On the rushing side of things, only giving up about 115 yards a game. It's been tough to get yards against these guys. How do you need to do it on Saturday?
You know, we just need to out-physical them. You know, up front, it always starts with the Rams, you know, getting that push. And, you know, on the other side, you know, we're going to see a little bit of man coverage, a little bit of zone. You know, they mix it up pretty good. But, you know, we got to win against man. It's going to be a big thing for us. And, you know, try to keep those guys in too high. You know, mostly probably not going to happen with the success of our run game. But, you know, if they're going to play one high and get those safeties down, then we got to take advantage of that.
I want to ask you about that. It seems like you're going to have opportunities one-on-one to really do some things, make some memories, and get on TV. How exciting is that for a receiver?
It's awesome. You know, sometimes we get in that situation and, you know, we get up by, you know, a score or two and or even more than that, you know, and keep running the ball, you know, because that's our motto, you know, but it's always been like that. But, you know, I think we're all excited, you know, if we get in a, you know, a nut-cutting game and they're playing man, one safety over the top, put all those guys in the box. I think, you know, us and the receivers and tight ends, you know, are up for that challenge, definitely.
Do you guys feel like an underdog? Do you feel like you're the favorite? I mean, you've got the four national titles, but they've got the number one seed. You guys the favorite or the underdog in this one?
You know, everybody can look at it their own way. You know, personally, I think it seems like we're the favorite. You know, other people think we're the underdog. It is so much different dynamics around, you know, we probably play in a better conference, you know, than them. We're on opposite sides of the country. There's, I don't think we've played anyone the same, if I recall. I know we've played, you know, we played Indiana State, who played Southwestern Missouri, you know, who played Jacksonville State. You know, that's probably the closest we get, but it's so hard to compare. You know, there's really evenly matched teams. I don't think there really is an underdog favorite.
From what we know, you might see some passes from Carson. You might see some from Easton on Saturday. Does it matter to you? Is the timing different? Do you have to, you know, see the ball coming out, different trajectory with different quarterbacks? How do you adjust if you have to in game like that?
You know, it's not too much different. Really, you know, similar players. Carson probably throws a little bit quicker and a little bit harder. You know, so probably got to get your head around, you know, a tad quicker with Carson. And, you know, make sure you're playing as fast as he does. But other than that, there's not a lot of difference. You know, we feel really confident in both guys. Obviously, you know, Easton hasn't lost since he started, and you know, Carson's Carson. So,
chance for 5 straight national championships doesn't even seem real when you say it. What would it mean to be part of something like that?
Man, it's cool. But to be honest with you, the one thing we're worried about is just winning this one game. You know, once I'm done, 5 years down the road, 5 national championships would be cool. You know, to look back on, you know, even 5 years down the road, 4 national championships, you know, it would be cool to look back on. But, you know, we're trying to win this one game. I think we're all trying to stay focused on that.
That's Dickinson's Nate Moody, receiver for the NDSU Bison that we caught up with after practice yesterday. Kind of fun. One interesting thing in what he said there, just a little bit on the X's and O's again of what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, a lot of palace intrigue of whether or not Carson Wentz, another local, Bismarck native, ends up in the game, right? And, of course, the team's not saying anything. Why would they? No advantage to saying anything. But his comment about how the ball comes out a lot quicker from Carson, I thought was interesting in that, you know, it's just not as simple as, hey, Carson's in there and is he ready? Okay, it's everybody else having to adjust as well. Really struck with me as part of those comments there. But very interesting. A lot of excitement among those fellows, and hard to say that... You know, just think of the memories they have. The memories they have and they're staying with them as a result of what is happening here. That's just really, really pretty amazing. Pretty darn cool. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, by the way, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Is it 28 past the hour already? My gosh, we've got to go to a break here coming up. And I still need to get that clip in that I promised from a caller who disagrees. Did he call me an idiot, Todd? Was it that strong? I forget the term, but you'll have to wait to listen because we'll have that coming up a little bit. T.J. Russell after the break here from Cloverdale Foods, one of our sponsors, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here on the program. He has a big question to answer, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, has a son, Rock Russell, Mandan, plays from, you know, the Bison. What do you love more, T.J., bacon or bison? A lot of our fine listeners love the bacon. I think they'd probably go bacon over bison. I don't know. We'll find out coming up live from Frisco, friends. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
When we talk about this hands-on training and other interactive training techniques, they play a very critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating that, you know, safe work behaviors. There's studies that actually have shown that incidents can be prevented if workers receive hands-on training. We're able to provide access to numerous hands-on training sessions that address some of the top causes of workplace injuries. Some examples would be fall protection and scaffolding protection, proper crane inspections, as well as confined space rescue. This conference, this 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it provides all that type of hands-on training opportunities that are hard to find anywhere else in the state.
The North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference will be held February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center. To learn more about the numerous innovative hands-on training opportunities available at this special event, go to ndsc.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The list of who would like to be the next president of UND is out, and I am just perusing the list as we speak. I'll have a little review here before the end of the hour for you. Well, I see Mark Kennedy on the list, which surprises me a little bit. Mark Kennedy, former member of Congress from Minnesota, is on the list. And there are 30-some, I think 36 in total here. But they're arranged in some kind of a strange way here. So do I recognize any names, I guess, is the key thing. That's the only one so far that I... The Honorable Mark Kennedy, as they say. Or Ray Perper's on this list. That's a dandy. Ray Perper's Deputy Director of Athletics, Physical Education and Recreation at Stanford University. But there's an... He grew up in Grand Forks. And I lied. There's more names than 30. There's 40 that are on the list. Not a lot, though, that I recognize there. That's interesting. Anyway, a little more of a review. I'll do that before the end of the program. Also, a new designation for Teddy Roosevelt National Park. The New York Times travel editors have named Theodore Roosevelt National Park as one of its 52 places to go in 2016. Not sure why they do 52. Aren't less usually 10 or 20 or 50 or 52? Okay, whatever, I guess. I'll go with it. 52 weeks in the year, maybe once a week they want you to go to something. I don't know. Anyway, it's cool, and I couldn't agree anymore, as I've said many times. And by the way, just to check the box and say I've been to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park means you have to be... You can't just go to, like, the South Unit and say, call it good. The North Unit, I would argue, is the most beautiful place in North Dakota. So remember that, just south of Watford City. Lots of good hotel rooms and places to stay and things to do and take in and see. And a robust activity going on in Watford City as well. So kind of a cool little designation there. Thought you would want to know. We are brought to you in part today, live in Frisco, for our special broadcast by our friends at Beam Mobile, a brand new advertiser on the program, and we thank them very much for making our broadcast possible. Beam Mobile is North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And you know, at Verizon, they like to say, because every moment matters. And that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. B-Mobile's local, family-owned company. They carry all the latest smartphones and tablets to keep you connected, along with the personalized customer service you deserve without the lines and the hassles. And they're everywhere. Verizon, that is. Whether at home, the lakes, and beyond. You'll find B-Mobile, Verizon. I'll give you a couple locations. Bismarck across from Lowe's. North Fargo in the Happy Harris Plaza. Detroit Lakes in front of Walmart. Grand Forks, Columbia Road South. Not far from the world's largest buffalo that we talked Governor Jack Dalrymple yesterday into wagering with folks from Alabama. Right across from the Buffalo Mall in Jamestown, you'll find B-Mobile. So tell them Scott sent you. All right, we're going to talk some more Bison football here. Big question, though, for our next guest, good friend T.J. Russell's here, president and CEO of Cloverdale Foods. No finer bacon on this earth. No finer ham on this earth. No finer sausage on this earth. No rib. I could keep going. T.J. Russell, Cloverdale Foods team, they do great work each and every day for us in our dinner tables. Look for them at a supermarket near you. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Good to catch up with you. I have a big, 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 really big question for you.
You want to know why your name isn't on the list for UIndy's president?
That's not the question.
I don't have the answer to that question, Scott.
He has no amount of brain damage.
There must have been some oversight there.
Yeah.
Somebody should check into that. I'll bet Todd could get on that.
I'm actually thinking, this is all a ploy to get Ed Schaefer to stay there indefinitely, but I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I know
well,
I
there you
want.
Go.
The big question is not why am I not on that list, because I don't want that brain damage, actually. I want to know, what do you love more, bacon or the Bison?
Oh, come on. You can't do that to me.
You know what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's not even a fair question. That's not even fair.
I knew exactly.
How can you take two things that everybody loves and ask them to pick one? It's like trying to pick your favorite kid.
I know. That's why I said I warned you it was a tough question. Really big. Tough. Hard.
That's
difficult.
Tough. That's tough. I'm not picking. I'm not.
I'm thinking. I know. You, your son Brock plays for the Bison. I know you're a diehard Bison fan, and I applaud it. I'm here with a bunch of them. I'm looking at Bison gear here at the Legacy Plano Marriott Hotels. We speak here right in the middle of all the action right now, so I get it. But I'm thinking bacon would win that survey. If we did the survey, well, Cloverdale bacon would win the survey. You know,
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
People
if
love.
If there's a fridge in North Dakota or in the listening area that doesn't have Cloverdale bacon, that must be an oversight.
We love our bacon.
You can always use more.
Exactly. Yeah.
And by the way, the new packaging is really neat. I'm sure folks have noticed that already there, but it's cool. It's just kind of fun. And
we like it.
Bacon tastes as good as ever,
yeah,
but the packaging is pretty cool.
It was time for an update. I'm glad our marketing people got on top of that a long time ago. It's going to take a long time to get it completely deployed. And you have so many different products and, you know, different levels of inventory for different things. It just takes a long time. But it's getting there, slow but sure. Kind of like our company, slow but sure.
Yeah, well, it's a good one. And a lot of good folks go to work every day in Mandan there to make sure we have all those great meals. One last bacon question. I know that you have a new facility that has allowed you to put out more bacon. And because of the growth, that's why the facility was built. But is it me, or is there just a lot of bacon flying off the shelves?
It's amazing. You know, it's so ironic, the Americans' fascination with bacon and America's fascination with dieting. The two don't seem to make a whole lot of sense, but we seem to sell a lot of bacon. And not just here, but on the West Coast, in that Seattle-Portland market, we sell a lot of bacon. Sell a lot of bacon down in California, down in the Arizona market, in Utah. You just kind of scratch your head sometimes.
It's a fun story to watch.
And,
it really is.
And tangy summer sausage. Where would we be without our tangy summer sausage?
Well, we almost forget about the staple, right? I mean,
I know it.
Good stuff. So I wanted to just talk to you about, from the perspective of a parent who's got a son down here taking in this game again. And, you know, it's almost like, no, here we go again, right? I mean, does this get old, or is this incredibly fun?
Yeah, what an exciting time for, you know, all the fans of North Dakota sports. You know, really, if you're a fan of anything in North Dakota, regardless of, you know, which team you're affiliated with, I would hope that at this point in time you're a fan for one day, for one game, and that would be for a little bit of Bison football. And then, of course, these kids and these coaches that put in so much time, I don't know how they do it. They certainly don't have time to do much more besides, you know, go to school and, you know, pay attention to what their coaches want them to get done. So, yeah, hats off to all of them. They sure put in a lot of hard work.
What do you expect we're going to see tomorrow?
Boy, I think it's going to be a slugfest. I'm as nervous about this game as the feeling I have reminds me of how it felt going down to K-State a couple years ago. It's just, you know, what could happen and, you know, what we hope happens. And, yeah, it's going to be a dandy. It's going to be a dandy.
Well, you know, they love football in Alabama. They're no slouches, right?
I think Jacksonville State's got a little chip on their shoulder. I've been on their newspaper's website throughout the week, and I've exhausted my 7 or my 10 free articles that I got to read throughout the week, and they're coming. They're not real happy about being an afterthought.
Yeah, you could tell there's really some interesting things going on in that regard down here. The Plano Convention and Visitors Bureau had to put out an apology this week because they evidently were posting too many things about the Bison on their social media, and somebody got bent out of shape to complain from Jacksonville. The mayor told us, Mayor Masso, who's, you know, I mean, he's in the tank for NDSC. He's been up to games at the Fargo Dome. He just loves it because he sees what happens to his town, obviously, when the Bison and the team. So he's being a good mayor. Anyway, he said, boy, we really got to be careful because they're really sensitive about it. And so we're having to play nice with both sides. But I think you're right. I think they are. And I imagine just from the football side of it, I mean, you're here for the fifth time. You tend to get a little on the cocky side, right? A little, you know, error of inevitability that you're going to do the same thing at the same time. So I assume that's what you're reading.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we treat it, and Texas has treated us like the home team. So we certainly act like it is a home game, and I just get the sense that Jacksonville just has a chip on their shoulder, and boy, would they like to knock us off. So we've got our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
Now, honestly,
it's been fun seeing all the Snapchats throughout the week, both from my son Brock and from the NDSU football, you know, Snapchat feed. looks like the kids are having a pretty good time and doing some nice things in the community as well.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the nice thing is everybody gets to go, right? In the case of Brock on the scout team, don't normally get the opportunity to travel, but here you are at a national championship recognizing the contribution of every single player. And we talked to Matt Larson yesterday, the athletic director. All 104 members of the team are here, and they normally would travel with like 60. So I imagine that in and of itself is cool for Brock and everybody, huh?
Yep, I think both teams get to treat the championship game like a home game. So they can travel and dress quite a few. I don't know the exact number. I'd imagine they'll have a handful of kids that aren't dressed, but I think most of them will certainly be dressed.
Well, you can tell it's a busy time at Cloverdale Foods because, being the diehard you are, you're back home hard at work slaving over that bacon line, I guess, right?
Sitting right here in front of the computer.
Darn right. Well, you know, I know
a little bit of snow coming here.
For you and Gina, I know it's a proud moment to have had Brock be able to do what he did. And it's a cool story. I mean, the whole story about Brock and going to Bemidji and saying, no, it's not right, and then walking on at NDSU and then being part of this dynasty is pretty cool. So for all the fans of Mandan football and for the Russells, congratulations.
Well, where would these kids be without their moms? You know, they're the ones that, you know, really stay home and kind of whip these kids into shape and kind of get them grounded and, you know, rooted and get them thinking about what's right and what's wrong and doing the right thing at the right time. And, you know, I'm just kind of out there peddling sausage and ham and bacon. just an old sausage peddler, is what my dad used to say.
You know, that is no small suggestion there for a future program. Where would kids today be without their moms? And, you know, I tell you, what moms do every single day, I always say, that's the toughest job on the planet Earth, bar none, being a mom. Not necessarily in a physical sense, but in all around just everything. What is required of you and how important your job is, man, they're great at it. So you're absolutely
sounds
right.
Like a topic for a show someday.
It is. Today, where would we be without our moms? Give me your mom's story. We have done a version of that on Mom's Day, just to have people talk about their moms, but just where would the kids be today without moms is a definite story, because we care about the culture. We do on this program. We care about the difference kids can make when they are raised well, that's for sure. And
I can hear Todd scribbling already. Oh, Jesus.
Exactly right. Got something else to do. TJ, good talking to you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the time.
See ya. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
More coming up from Frisco after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Part by our friends at MyPillow. Don't forget the great deals continue at MyPillow. Looking for better health in 2016? The most important thing to your health is your sleep. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Also brought to you by PetroServe USA. They've been great Bison sponsors all year long. Tailgating headquarters and all the rest. And the 4-for-4 specials are great every day, all day. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Helping America feel better. I promised 2 things here, and last chance to get your comments in on what's on your mind, live from Frisco on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Remember, we have that contest going. Your worst luck travel stories could be your best luck by getting an upgrade on seats, courtesy of Choice Financial. Just want to hear your stories about getting here. If there are tough luck stories, we got a couple of dandies. We want some more, though. 800-228-0550. And you can call this number after the show up until, we'll draw here later on this afternoon. Pick the best one. 855-200-1776, extension 1, or find any of our social media sites. I promised I would check over the UND list. This is the list of names. There are 40 that applied for the presidency of UND. And I got to tell you, I haven't spent hours with it, obviously. It just broke. I don't see, one name I recognize on here is a former member of Congress, Mark Kennedy, from Minnesota. He is doing some innovative work at George Washington University. He's the director of the Graduate School of Political Management out there, but a former member of Congress. That means that I like Mark. His wife's from Hawley. He's got some connections. I haven't personally know him. Otherwise, I don't know anybody else on the list. But I wouldn't necessarily. So there's no locals. No locals on the list at all, which I think is disappointing. There are three or four folks that have withdrawn their name because of the open records laws. One of them a sitting president. I think that's noteworthy. So a president and a chancellor, or was it vice chancellor, that withdrew. Former executive vice chancellor withdrew because of open records laws. President candidate withdrew on January 6th because of impending open records release on January 8th. I'm disappointed not to see Steve Shirley's name on this list, but he'd be a guy that probably wouldn't want it known that he was interested. Steve Shirley is a UND grad who is from Fargo, who was Valley City's president before being named Minot State University's president, and is, by all accounts, doing a fabulous job at Minot State, and is just fairly new there. I think less than 2 years, if my memory serves me correctly. What else? Where was the other one that had withdrawn? I think it was a chancellor or a vice chancellor that withdrew as well. So 40 total, but some of them have withdrawn here, at least three. So that's why I think there's 37 candidates here on the list. Grant Shaft chairs that committee. Jim Pullman's on that committee. I forget all the others that are on there. Just a couple of names that I remember. We'll no doubt be hearing from some of them in the not-too-distant future. Getting lots of waves here from What's On Your Line fans. I just saw Roger Gelstead from the Stanley Equipment crew. Roger, of course, a well-respected member of the Implement Dealers, former president of the National, might even be the International Implement Dealers Association, but Case IH dealer up there, part of the West Plains and High Plains dealerships. Seen a lot of folks that are here and gearing up and getting ready for great fun. Oh, I know. We need to play that call. Anyway, last thing I'll say on the UND president's thing is, a former executive vice chancellor also withdrew. So three. Former executive vice chancellor, a current president, and another chancellor. Yeah, chancellor. Those three withdrew their names. There's not a current president in the list. Couple of former presidents, but not exactly big schools.
Okay, so maybe the next guy coming in won't try to be a dictator then. He'll grow into the position.
You know what this is? This smacks. There's so many things I could say, but.
All right, go ahead.
I think that. I don't know.
You got a mic for a reason.
I need to talk to some folks, but I don't believe academically even this is a strong list for a president of the University of North Dakota. And I think that's partly because of how. Unfortunately, the reputation that's there now, given some things that have gone on. But I also think we got to look at our open records deal. I really do. Play the comment from the listener upset with me, Todd, if you would.
You know, Scott, you do everybody a disservice when you blow the guy off from Mercer County. Yeah, it is still corruption, even though it didn't happen. Okay? That's bull, because it happens all the time. All right? You can't just blow it off and side with the county commissioner's side all the time. All right, some of us get about sick and tired of it, what's going on around here with jacking taxes and everything else. All right, but that little inside the ballpark, garbage that goes on, it happens all over, and it's getting old quickly.
No, I'm not about to blow it off. My only point was to say, hey, corruption happened at the Mercer County Commission meeting, and I say, tell me what happened. Hey, this guy tried to buy some land, And it didn't happen because a reporter stood up and said, we want to buy that land, and then the process got stopped, so it was withdrawn. I just want to be correct. I don't like things said by callers or even me, and I'm going to make mistakes, but if I do, I'll admit that. I want to be very careful with the facts. And while some corruption was attempted, it sounds like to me, right, I would want to know more about the rules, but it doesn't sound pretty when the chairman of the county commission is going, hey, I'd like to buy this land and not put it out to bid. Hello. Something's fishy there. So certainly corruption was attempted. It wasn't, didn't fall through. I wasn't blowing the guy off at all. Not at all. In fact, took his call yesterday and today and have vowed to get to the bottom of what the heck is going on down there because it is bad news. So we're on it for you. Powerball's $800 million. I hope it hits a billion. I think that'd be kind of fun. Folks, God bless you. We'll have reports tomorrow, too. So tune in, and we'll see you Monday on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, we who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing, unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.